Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball towards left. Sauer catches it and throws to first to double up Kluszewski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Serena reaches second base with a double. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Markey pinch hits for Ken Raffensperger. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Bridges moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Bridges moves to third. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Johnny Temple pinch runs for Andy Semenik. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Howie Judson. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to third. Temple moves to second. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Marshall scores. Temple moves to third. Landreth moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer now pitching. Grady Hatton now playing second base. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Hobie Landreth now catching. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 3 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Church pinch runs for Jim Greengrass. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Church moves to second. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Neville now pitching. Bob Borkowski now playing left field. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Jeffcoat moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The slide. Landreth applies the tag. Jeffcoat is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Paul Minner now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Adams is walked intentionally. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baldwin pinch hits for Ernie Neville. Frank Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.